Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Does the investigation confirm that there are missing ballot images?
Yes.
Do you know why 380,761 ballot images from Election Day machine count are not available?
We subpoenaed Fulton County for all of their ballot images. We received approximately 518,000 ballot images.
From Election Day?
Those are for the recount.
Those are from the recount. But we have no ballot images for 380,761 ballots from Election Day, correct?
What was subpoenaed was the ballot images for the recount, because that's what this case was about, not the Election Day.
Does Fulton County know why there are not 380,761 ballot images from Election Day?
As with the investigators, we have not been apprised of this allegation. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I have no idea what the basis of that allegation is, and so we would have to. We can't answer that at this time.
Would Fulton County agree that every vote should have a ballot image?
I just want to let you know that we've just filed a major motion in the appellate division concerning the absolutely unconstitutional gag order, where I'm essentially not allowed to talk to you about anything meaningful that's going on in the case, and many good things are going on with the case. It shouldn't have been filed. They had this morning the top legal scholars in the country. This is a Frankenstein case. They took a dead misdemeanor, they attached it to a dead alleged federal felony and zapped it back into life. So many of us are just amazed to watch this actually walk into court, because it's not a recognizable crime that any of us have seen. It's Jonathan Turley.
What about, but there's real pain. Grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30%. Since the beginning of the pandemic, and people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time really in the past 30 years. That's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is, and it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend. It angers them and angers me that you have to spend more. For example, the whole idea of this notion that Senator Casey talked about, shrinkflation. I think it's on your program.
Same price for a smaller bottle of juice or something.
For example, Snickers bar, they did a thing, and it's like 20% less for the same price. That's corporate greed. It's corporate greed. And we've got to deal with it, and that's what I'm working on.
Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague, 58% migrants. Rotterdam, almost 60% migrants. And of course, most of these immigrants come from non-Christian, non-Western, African and Middle Eastern countries. Conclusion: the Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities. But that looks better around us. London, 54% migrants. Again, conclusion: native population outnumbered. Brussels, color me shocked, 70% migrants. Conclusion: native population majorly outnumbered. And other Europeans will of course follow suit soon if they haven't already. So I'm going to draw the forbidden conclusion here.
such national disgrace and dubbed climate pope Frans Timmermans already stated in 2015 that diversity is humanity's destiny and that Europe will be diverse. And of course, by now, I think we all know what they mean with the word diversity. It means less white people.
All right, welcome back on this Friday. Hope everybody is had a good week and looking forward towards the weekend. We're going to just jump right into it. Got a bunch of different audio clips there you heard in the beginning. So picking up where I said I would leave off, as of yesterday, the Georgia State Election Board admitted in a recent letter to the elections expert Joseph Rossi that they had found that hand recounts and machine count audits were found to be in violation of state law in the 2020 election. The State Election Board admitted to this in a recent letter to investigator Joseph Rossi. The Georgia Election Board says in their letter to Rossi that the matter is in violation. How did they put it? Give me a second here. Let me look through. The matter is in the violation found category. There is a copy of the letter. There is errors that have been found both in the hand recount and the machine recount on the 2020 election. As you heard in the opening, a total of 380,000 ballots, images are missing from election day, not the recount, but election day. And that's pretty significant because the recount is where potentially the problem lies. So what happened to the images that were on election day and they can't find them? I would say, being that Trump did not lose Georgia by that much, if you were able to get the original 380,000, I would be curious to see if they match what is shown there in the recount. Hard to say. But it's certainly enough to overturn the Biden winning Georgia. It certainly calls into question the 2020 election, and it also justifies all of us that saw a lot of problems, knew there were a lot of problems, and now everybody that's been screaming at the top of their lungs that there has been some type of election interference and there's been some tomfoolery going on, this justifies you in those statements because you don't just, you know, if a box with 300 or 400 or 500 go missing, it's a problem, a big problem, don't get me wrong. You know, the fact that you go out and vote, it's such a sacred thing. Yeah, that's 500 people's votes that they took the time to go vote that's not getting counted. It's a big problem. I don't care what political affiliation you are. It's a big problem. 380,000, everybody should be getting fired. The machines that you used in the past should no longer be the machines, and that election should have never been certified in Georgia to go one way or the other. That's a huge issue there. We are and we were right. There were problems in the 2020 election. We've been yelling and screaming for years. It's taken a long time to get to this point. Frank's speech had something big on this, and they were talking about it. It's such a long, process when they do stuff like this, because you really got to start at square one. And remember, they're getting resistance the entire way. Whether it's legally they're getting their hands tied or people that don't want to cooperate, and it's almost like you have to be professional investigators. Because I don't know if too many of the people that do this stuff are, but it's almost like you got to be a professional investigator to get what you need out of all this stuff. It's really a shame because voting is so important. It's such an important constitutional right that we have, and these people are playing with it. They're playing with all of our ballots. I think you should be upset about this no matter who you are, no matter who you voted for, because your vote could have been one of those 380,000. And maybe it went the way you wanted it to go, so it really didn't matter to you at that moment. But what about next time? What about next time it doesn't go your way and there's ballots missing? That they shouldn't be tampering. Our system, with as good as our technology is nowadays, and with as good as we are with everything that we do, our elections should go off without a hitch. We should not have any issues. Everybody should have looked like Florida last election. Florida had everything buttoned up. You knew exactly what was what by 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. You can go home and go to sleep. Or if you were watching TV, you could turn the channel and on to watching something, you know, more interesting, or at least maybe less stressful than what you were watching before. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that a country our size with our technology and our intelligence and everything, that we can't do something as simple as run a clean and fair election. But we just can't, because there's too many greedy people that are jockeying for positions of power. I mean, they don't want to lose. So everything is all mysterious and there's so much smoke around everything. It's really disgraceful. Something else is disgraceful. Trump. Trump is filing a motion to get rid of this ridiculous gag order. I said yesterday, he just said it himself. The people that are persecuting him can go around and say anything that they want about this man. They could say anything they want about the trial. They could tell you all the worst things that are coming out, or try to spin it and take little snippets of everything about Trump and make it look as bad as they can for him. So in the court of public opinion, they're just hammering this poor guy. And he's not allowed to say nothing. Can't speak about anything with this threat looming, hanging over his head, that if he does, he has to go to prison. I mean, this is stupid. I hope that this goes somewhere. You know, everybody's starting to see this. All your legal scholars, even people that are Democratic legal scholars, everybody knows, first of all, the case is a joke. But beyond that, the damage that is being done to the court system right now may be irreversible. That's how bad it is. And I think that we are all coming together collectively to say, hey, this has to stop. If we don't trust, we already don't, listen, we don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the CIA. We don't trust the DOJ. We don't trust the government. We don't trust the politicians. We don't trust the president. And the judicial system is on the rocks at any given moment, because you never really trust it 100%, no matter what, because a lot of these people are put in place by presidents, and they are people that share the same ideology, and certain people, they put them in place because they're dirty and they're willing to do the crooked things. So our judicial system's on the rocks. I can't say, if you've already had a bad run-in with the law, you probably don't trust it at all. Some of us still have a little bit of faith in it and hope that it can fix itself back up, but we're at a point in America where we don't trust nothing. And they're continually doing more and more damage to these institutions that at a point are, it's just irreversible damage. I think you're at a point with the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ where we want all of them to be abolished, gone. Just like the Board of Education, abolished, gone. I mean, these institutions are more harmful than they are helpful. At that point, why should we be paying tax dollars to fund these crooked institutions that are not to our benefit anymore? And so I'm glad Trump filed the motion. We'll see where it goes. If it goes anywhere, hopefully it'll go somewhere, but we'll see. You know, in the court, you just don't know these days. You just don't know how things are going to pan out or play out or anything. Moving on to the next audio clip. Biden, when I'm telling you Biden doesn't care about you, not even a little, it's just little things that he says that it's important that you pay attention to. Grocery prices are up 30% and sometimes more than 30%. People are spending more money on food and groceries than they ever have at any time in the past 30 years. That is a real day-to-day pain that people feel. Biden's response, yeah, I feel them. And then you go and say, they have the money to spend. Let me tell you, if you were trying to scrape together some money to finish off your groceries, or maybe you were making that pesky decision that most of us are making nowadays of exactly how much gas you're going to put into your car because you got to make sure that you have enough food on the table, and you're playing that game of shuffling around and hoping that you get some money in just enough in time before the gas runs out and the food runs dry. Okay, if you're playing that game, I can tell you, you probably are really appreciating what Joe Biden said right there, that you have the money to spend, because I got to tell you, I don't know anybody that has an abundance of money floating around anymore. Anybody, everybody I see, and you know, I know middle class and lower class and maybe a couple upper class people, I don't know. I mean, how much do you really know unless you ask somebody how much they make? And yeah, I was taught better than that. I don't ask people what they make. But just seeing how they live and seeing the things they have, that would be my best guess. And all of them, from top to bottom, are being very careful with their money. Not to mention, you know, I'm a big fan of classic cars. I can assure you that when money is in abundance and everybody's doing well in the Trump years, classic cars, man, got expensive. And I mean, they got expensive. And they got expensive because people have money. and everybody knows you got money, and they know you're willing to pay the money, and you got that money to give up, and you're not too worried about it because you're making money hand over fist, so you buy the cars. I can tell you right now, classic cars is looking ugly. They're getting devalued day after day. I see cars that are more than 30%. I'm seeing cars that probably 5 years ago under Trump were 50% more than what guys are trying to sell them for right now. Great time to buy if you have the money. It's just none of us ever do. None of us ever do. But a great time to buy if you have the money. And then you just hold on to a few things for a few years, let the economy get hot again, turn around and make a bunch of money on something you didn't even do nothing to. You just pretty much stored it. But when you see cars like that being devalued, when you see the prices going down, I can tell you, you know the economy's not doing good. You know that your middle class person is not doing well. Because I'm not talking about cars that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm talking about your classic low, your classic car that is somewhere between the price range of, say, $45,000 and below. Okay, when you see something that used to be, say, $28,000 all day long, you know, you see that car and you're like, nah, you get $28,000 for that all day long, and they're selling it for $17,000. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, people are desperate. People are dropping the price because they need the cash. So what's the first thing you're going to do? Well, I paid off. Don't cost me nothing. Better to get 17 than get nothing. You know, better to get 17 than have it sitting over there and I'm starving. But Joe Biden don't give a crap about you. A statement like that, that you got the money to spend, I don't know anybody that has the money to spend. I would caution anybody who's on the fence just because you don't like some of the things that Trump says. I would caution you that if you reelect this idiot, it's not going to get better. They don't care about you. It's just going to continue to deteriorate from here. Your life is going to get harder and harder from here because they're not doing anything to fix the economy or fix anything else around you. All right, lastly, the Dutch girl that you heard, I believe she's Dutch, that you heard there talking about great replacement theory. It's a real thing. It's been going on for a while now. Basically, you're replacing populations with other populations. And when you do that, it's to usher in a new world order, because if people that don't really understand your rules and your laws and you're being replaced, they start bringing the way they're used to living in, and then everything gets all screwed up. Okay. I think the most important thing that she said there in the Great Replacement Theory is simply this. In this entire Great Replacement Theory, if you look at the countries that are being infiltrated, it's generally the white countries. They're trying to replace the white man. I mean, because we are the most hated people on the planet right now. As I said before, if you are a heterosexual, white, Christian male, you are literally the most hated person on this planet right now. I promise you. Anywhere you go, you are the most hated person. So if that is you, like me, take some pride in it. Makes me feel kind of proud. I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of proud about that. I'll accept that title. I'm okay with that because I love Jesus. I love my God. So you ain't gonna take that from me. I'm okay with whatever color God made me because my God doesn't make mistakes. So I'm good with that. I'm happy and proud to be a man because I was made a man. And believe me, I am all man. I love it all. Okay. And if I'm gonna accept the title for that, for being wrong, for being that, I'll take that title. But you are most hated. But that the Great Replacement Theory is basically to replace all white people in their countries. They're trying to do it here. If you haven't noticed, the open border down below. You bring a lot of people in here that are a lot more familiar, not having freedom. They're more familiar to a more socialist style way of living. You get them to vote. They can take away freedoms because you have more than you had before. And they can take away ones that you're used to not having anyways, and then they can run things the way that they want. So, and that's a real simplification of it. Believe me, it's not complicated. It's a pretty simple theory, but if you read into it, that was really super, 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 super infantile simple the way I just explained that. But that the biggest thing is that yes, they are trying to replace all of the white nations. Okay. The funny thing is, I can't imagine, you see, they do it here, right? Because for some reason, America, we tolerate this crap. Because you have liberals that, for some reason, they're okay with all that. They're okay with losing their country. They're okay with losing their history and their culture. And they're okay with that. I would wonder how this would all go down if you tried to infiltrate an Asian nation. Say, China? Yeah. Want to talk about mass slaughter? Yeah. You know why no one's running into China? They know better. Okay. You know why I wonder why no one's running into Africa? Yeah, they know better. They're only coming in to the places where people are, oh, yeah, we're liberal, and yes, you should love everybody. It's okay. And you know the funniest thing about liberals are? And especially if you know a bunch of them, it's the most entertaining thing to watch a liberal who says that, you know, they love everybody and everything's okay. But then when something bad happens, say, for example, I knew a guy. I don't want to give out any names because some of the people that listen to my program would know who it is. But I knew a guy that whose son, he thinks is a real genius. Yeah, I don't know his son. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. I know him. So he ends up taking his son and putting him in a gifted school. And he comes up to me, and this guy's liberal. I mean, he's a liberal. He believes that socialism can work, and other countries have done it. He's one of those liberals. And came up to me, and we were talking. I said, "Oh man, how's your son doing in his new school? Is he liking it? And you know, the kids being nice to him, whatever." And, oh, yeah, it's good. You know, he's falling behind, man. He's falling behind. He can't keep up. No, it's not that. It's because they're all Spanish in there. All of them, they're all Spanish. So they got to take the time to teach them English, and he's falling behind. And I started laughing. I said, "Whoa, hold on, Mr. Liberal." And that was the moment where he walked away, because I was going to get going. Like, hold on a second, Mr. Liberal, you're supposed to love Spanish people. That's supposed to be okay with you, man. You're supposed to be all right with that, but you're not, because that's how all you liberals are. All of you guys. You guys act like you're okay. You act like everything's all good. You act like it doesn't bother you, but deep down inside, it actually does bother you. Okay? Where somebody like me, I don't care. I ain't sending my son to that school anyways, because I think they're all full of crap one way or the other. But you people, you think that education makes them something so great. I'm not saying to keep your kids dumb. That's not, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. But to send a kid to a gifted school at 7 or 8 years old, how much do you want to put into their mind at that age? Let a kid be a kid for a while. They get interested in something. They want to figure something out. They'll do it in life. You know, you teach them how to, for me, it's always been comprehension on reading and writing, and math. You can do those. Believe me, you can do anything else. Because if you can comprehend anything that you're reading, you can write it down and articulate what you're thinking, and you can do all the math that you need to do in life, anything else you can do, because you can understand anything and you can put two and two together. So that's, to me, your basic fundamentals. And you know what? If you look at why I said you got to abolish the Board of Education, I know this is a little bit separate from the replacement theory, but I'm going to go with it anyways, is because if you look at most of the places around the country, where are kids these days slacking the most? The kids are graduating high school with 7th grade reading levels. They're graduating high school with 5th grade math education. These kids are graduating with your basic items, the ones that you need more than anything. Do you need to know algebra? No. And to be honest with you, in day-to-day life, you don't need algebra. Unless you're going into some type of a field that requires it, you don't need it. But you certainly are going to need to know how to balance your checkbooks. You should know how your basic stuff, like how the stock market works. You should know how to do your banking. You should multiply, divide, add, subtract. You should know how to do some fractions, know how to do measurement, take some square foot, some real basic stuff. Okay? Yeah, I know some of that you're going to say, "Well, Joe, some of that's algebra." I'm talking about basic stuff. If you want algebra, like deep algebra, algebra 2, trigonometry, all that stuff, well, go study it for whatever you need to study it for. But you don't need that. And these are all the things that the kids are failing at. These kids can't multiply. They can't divide. These kids are having struggle with long division. They can't comprehend what they're reading. I mean, you're not setting them up for success. You guys are setting them up for failure as designed with these school systems. Liberals. They care about you. Does Joe Biden care about you? Any of them care? No, they don't. I mean, the proof's in the pudding every single day. If some people would open their eyes up and just bother to look every once in a while, you would see how much they actually don't care about you and how devastating it is supporting a party that's actively working against you and trying to destroy you.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.